This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, I was talking about a post. It says license plate readers are now being used at gun shows. This was posted 10-3-2016. Outdoor Hub. So what's happening is, here's what the article says. Federal agents are now using license plate readers to scan the plates of gun show customers. This is raising lots of questions from gun rights activists about invasion of privacy. Well, so what's happening is the feds are asking, maybe pressuring, local cops, local law enforcers to use their vehicles that have these license plate scanners to cruise up and down parking lots where gun shows are being held. Now, here's what typically happens. Many gun shows, the big gun shows, are held at venues owned by the counties or the cities or city-county cooperation because the rest of us generally can't afford to build a big building like that and have the parking lots that are huge in areas where a lot of people live. So even the Get Prepared Expo was held at an event either owned by the city or the county or the city-county cooperating with each other. But this is absolutely over the top, having these cops with these scanners ride through the parking lots looking for and recording who is there. It's an absolute outrage, and that's just one way. The other way, they can just set up an MC catcher, stingray, if you will, and that becomes the strongest cell phone signal in the area, and all the cell phones of all of the customers within the gun show, those cell phones naturally register with that portable, high-powered cell system. And within a couple of minutes, they know who everybody is because each cell phone is attached to a person. So they know. But here's my way of dealing with this. So right next to the event where I was over the weekend, there was a Holiday Inn. So the Holiday Inn shares the parking lot with the convention center. I happen to be staying at the Holiday Inn. And when I got out of my truck on Friday night to go into the Holiday Inn, there was a guy in the parking lot. He just left his vehicle, and he was walking toward the Holiday Inn. I said, "Hey, are you here for the show?" He said, "No, no." He was here for some other purpose. And the Holiday Inn happens to be right near the airport, the KCI airport. And so here you have some guy that has nothing to do with the gun show, or the prepper show, or the prepper show slash gun show, and if the cops were riding around the parking lot, they'd pick up that license plate of that vehicle that he had. So why is it that Holiday Inn, Comfort Inn, Marriott, Hilton, why are they not screaming that their privacy is being invaded by these cops riding around in the parking lots? Their parking lots, meaning the parking lots of these hotels and motels. So I think it's incumbent upon us, if we see these license plate scanner vehicles, and I have seen them, And I've stopped in a Walmart parking lot in Virginia, one of these guys riding around with two cameras in the front, two cameras on the roof, and two cameras in the back with a computer system. I stopped him and asked him how it worked. And I spent several minutes with this guy. Now, had I had a cell phone, I would have said, hey, listen, let me get your picture because I think this is so neat. I think everybody needs to know all about this great technology that you're using to help us and keep us all safe. And I would have posted that picture of that guy on the Internet. However, I don't have a cell phone, so I didn't have happen to have a camera with me. So what I really need to do is get a camera and keep that in my pocket. Bottom line is, I think it's incumbent upon us to help give these people who are doing this surveillance all the credit they deserve by posting their pictures. And then I think it's important for us to fire the mayors of these cities for breaching the public trust for these surveillance systems. John, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I've only heard part of that. Apparently, I've been under a communication attack ever since bringing out the library that I'm coming out with. We moved to Skype during the top of the hour break, and I've been interrupted twice during the news and three times since we've been on air. So if I all of a sudden disappear, it's trying to reconnect. And we'll do our best to keep that going. But I understand you even tried to call me, and that's a totally different network, and you didn't get through. So,
well, here's what happened. So our class knows. Just toward the end of hour number one, you disappeared, and I can tell when that happens because of the change in the sound of my headphones. So I looked on my screen that tells me if I'm connected. I was connected, but you were gone. And I mentioned to our engineer, John, it seemed like you were gone. He said, yes, you're gone. So he had your number, and so he was calling you, and that wasn't working. So I had the microphone hot at my end during the break. This was not going out over the air. And I dialed, and he could hear that I was getting a fast busy. And then I would hit redial, and, double, triple check the number to make sure, yeah, I dialed it right. Yes, I did. And so we couldn't get through to you. You couldn't get through to us. So, John, what actually did you say that was that caused all this? I didn't hear you say Hillary, because when I say Hillary, or one of our instructors says Hillary and talks about how evil she is, or, delineates exactly why she's so evil and how the crimes that she commits, we get disconnected. But this is new, and I'm also hearing it from other people who are broadcasters. When they start talking about sensitive information, not sensitive to us, things we need to know, but things that the other team doesn't quite like, they get disconnected as well. So it happens to others as well as those of us on USA Prepares. I'm glad that so many people that are on the payroll for the other team are paying attention. Maybe they'll learn something. By the way, I had a chance to meet a few cops over the weekend. I don't think they have a sense of humor. And I think they give them a test. Can you smile? No, you can't. We can't hire you because I just saw a hint of a smile. No, can't hire you. And I also saw a video on the internet about these cops were going to serve a warrant for a search warrant on this guy's place. And they bang on the door, and it's not nice. It's like boom, 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 boom. And then one guy goes, that's enough. That's enough knocking on the door. And then one guy goes, high, low, which means some guys are going to shoot low, other guys are going to shoot high. They have six guys with AR rifles. They've got battle dress uniforms. They've got helmets. They've got lights. And this guy opens the door slowly. He's standing there holding his gun, not pointed at anybody. And there are six rifles already aimed at him. They tell him, drop the gun. Like six guys are screaming at him, drop the gun. One guy has a taser. They tase him. And I can't tell if this guy moved with his handgun, because he was just tased or whether he was moving and they tased him, but they executed him right there, right in his doorway. Now, I'm sorry I got sidetracked on this, but I remember Steve Angle, who's one of us, and the cops came to his house, and he had his .45 in his left hand because he opened the door with his right hand. He was holding it by the muzzle, and they told him, drop the gun. And he stood there because he was thinking, if he moves, they're going to shoot him. If he goes to drop the gun that's moving, and they're going to shoot him. If he stands there, he was, like, paralyzed with, what do I do? And I could see on this video this guy in his own doorway paralyzed with, you know, you hear this banging on the door and you see six guys aiming rifles at you. Or rifles and taser. What do you do? First of all, you don't open the door. But these guys were going to come in and they were going to kill him. And they were ready to kill him. I mean, why do the police have six guys in battle dress uniforms, camo, come into your door with helmets, flashlights, and bang on the door with guns drawn? Why does that happen? Why can't they, if they're going to serve a warrant, why can't they from the street have a bullhorn say, Joe Dokes, we're serving a warrant. We want you to open the door and come out. Would you do that, please? No. They're in the business of executing people. It's outrageous. And I think these protests are just our little tiny, tiny, tiny way of saying, I don't think we like this. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, dropped out another two or three times while you were talking there.
Did we lose you again? Wow. Wow. I think we just lost John again. Now, my side's okay. I only have 181 milliseconds of delay. Classwood, I have a screen on the right side of my studio desk, and it tells me the statistics of the transmission. It tells me how many milliseconds of delay we have, and it tells me I can click on another tab and it can show the view meters on the screen, you know, the old view meters, but there's a digital representation of that. It kind of tells me where we are. So I know I'm connected. I know our delay. I know our audio is good. I know that. And I can see the return audio from the network. I can see all that. We're good. But where's John Reagan?
Now, if you're not John, picking up flak, you're not over the target.
We must be over the target. I'll see you right on the other side of this break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And we're going to continue. Captain John Reagan?
At least for the moment I'm here.
Well, John, let me ask you really quickly. Do you have a rough estimate of the number of times that you have had trouble with this broadcast in the last 30 minutes?
Well, less than 30 minutes. It's right at the end of last hour. And if it's not double digit, it's getting darn close to it.
Yeah. Okay. And do you normally have problems with the broadcast? You know, connecting and staying connected?
And that time probably made it at least double digits.
I just asked you if you had, you know, oh, boy, and we just lost you just as I said that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, other guests on other programs, whenever they're on, they have these mysterious communications problems. Apparently, I've joined the club.
Yeah, good for you. We're so glad that you're there. Hey, John, just as an aside, Kmart is closing a bunch of stores, 64 stores nationwide. And, you know, those are big stores. Kmart doesn't have little stores that I've ever seen. I mean, they're huge. And they're closing 64 stores. And I looked at the report, and depending on which one you look at, which report, even one that I've driven past in Missouri, in Springfield, was slated for closing. Not a good sign, John.
Well, the good news is, from what I read, Sears is not going to go bankrupt anytime soon, and Sears is the company that owns Kmart now. And the reason being is Sears has this vast real estate holding network, and so they're going to be burning through that before they go bankrupt. But don't expect them to re-enter the retail stage in any manner that they had in the past.
I haven't shopped in Sears in a long, long time, and that's because they changed their policy from satisfaction guaranteed or your money back to nothing. And because of that, I really have no interest in shopping at Sears. And I can tell you that some of the Craftsman tools are excellent, and some are just mediocre. But the hand tools are pretty good, at least the ones that I have here at the farm. And I've owned them for a very long time. But I don't have any interest in going to Sears anymore. Why? Why should I go to Sears? They sell the same stuff everybody else sells. They used to sell their own brands. You know, Kenmore used to be a Sears exclusive. Craftsman is a Sears exclusive, but I can buy Craftsman on eBay if I want. So I don't really want to go to a Sears store, and one of the reasons is I don't want to pay sales tax. Which is, by the way, you know, I've asked my seminar group, you know, about how much is sales tax in, you know, their neck of the woods. Typically, we're looking at 8%. How'd that happen? 8%, you know, some places it's even more. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage that the corporation that runs the cities needs that much money. Okay, so where are we, John?
Well, I think I'm back again. Here in Texas, we're talking about 8.25% in most places. But with Texas, you have to keep in mind you do not have a income tax, and that's why it's known as the highest sales tax state.
Well, here in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, it's about 8%. And, you know, to make sure everybody is an equal opportunity victim, there's an income tax as well, state income tax and sales tax and personal property tax and license plates. It just doesn't end. You still there? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, wow. Class, if you don't think they're paying attention, I think they're paying attention. And you're hearing it. You're hearing it live. So, hey, John.
Yes.
We'll try. Why don't you connect both ways, okay? Why don't you connect both ways?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, we're going to talk about Hillary. Now, sometimes when we do this, we get disconnected. So I just want our engineer to know that I will reconnect immediately, and I'm watching the connection right now as we discuss Hillary. So please continue, John.
Well, for somebody who's in the public light as long as she has and is a presidential candidate to sell only not even 3,000 books the first week is staggering. Now, we don't really know the reason for that. It could be that people are just too darn broke to afford to buy a book. Or it could be that they're tired of buying her lies, literally.
combination of that. Certainly, that doesn't bode well for the publisher of the book, who probably put in a nice advance. Of course, the article does say that the profits from the book will go to a charity, of course.
Right.
Yeah, we know from the Clintons' tax return that their favorite charity is the Clinton Foundation. So I can't prove it, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the charity they're talking about.
John, did you read a post talking about where the Clinton Foundation funds go, and that actually only, I think it was 5.7% of their funds actually go to charity? The rest goes to, you know, expenses and overhead and other. And the big category was other. Did you read that too?
I believe I saw that. I think what's more disturbing is where the funds came from to begin with. You know, millions of dollars from countries and companies that don't necessarily have our best interests at heart. And you just have to wonder how many favors she's promised for those millions.
And how could it be that she didn't promise favors? How is it possible that that foreign countries would funnel money toward the United States without asking for anything in return? It's impossible in my mind to think that. And by the way, she looked very, very weak in a video that I saw of her this weekend. Very, very weak. Tired, worn out, weak, not presidential material. And I just can't stand her and her husband pointing their fingers at us. Who do they think they are? It's an outrage. It's disgusting, and I can't stand either one of them. And I'm really looking forward to and this is all my opinion, that she will have spent all the money that she has, all of it, and does not become president, and loses all of her influence. And she just goes off to the sidelines and becomes irrelevant. That would be just wonderful, because she and her husband have done so much to damage the United States of America that it's scandalous.
I think that's the least of their worries, because if Trump gets in, just given what she's done with her email server, I think they're facing jail time.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be? It'd be wonderful for them to be our guests. I really think that would be great. It's about time. And I got a call from Werner Bach over the weekend, and he told me that the International Court in The Hague is now beginning prosecuting people for crimes against humanity, and one of those crimes obviously would be the chemical spraying of the skies. And I think it'd be great if those people were brought to justice, and that's one exception for the death penalty. I don't really like the death penalty. However, if someone is committing crimes against the planet and we are absolutely 100% certain that they are guilty, then the death penalty, in my opinion, is appropriate. Absolutely appropriate for killing the trees, the plants, and so forth. And by the way, now we have blue-green algae in California. There are a number of locations that has cropped up, and it is toxic to wildlife. It's toxic to livestock. It causes gastrointestinal distress, skin rashes, and even death to livestock and wildlife. And it's happening in California, and I believe it's the same kind of algae that we've been talking about for months. Here, we've seen it on the farm. It's like a thick carpet, and they're seeing it in California as well, and it's now made the news. But we have been talking about it for months, and it's like astroturf on the clumps of astroturf on the surface of ponds, and even in our driveway. So they say it's heat related. And by the way, there are managers of lakes who are thinking about using herbicides in the ponds and lakes to see if they can minimize these algae blooms. Can you imagine that? Imagine the wildlife and fish and so forth that use that water. Man, oh man. And then where does that go later? It gets into the groundwater system, right? What are they thinking? They've just messed with this planet so much. But I'm looking forward to bringing these people to trial and meeting out justice for their crimes against every living thing on the planet.
I've got another article that's book related. I called the link book reading. MIT's been at it again. They have a camera that will let you read a book without even opening it. It can scan into several pages deep. It uses the terahertz radiation that reads the ink on the pages and then determines, you know, with optical character recognition what it's saying. And you probably remember terahertz radiation being used by the government looking for whether it's hidden contraband or people in vehicles, and they don't really care what the radiation does to you. But I had another thought. You know, what if they installed this type of technology at the post office? Because you know that your communiques electronically aren't really safe. You know, even if you encrypt them, good chance they've got technology to decrypt something. And so you take it down to the post office and you mail it, and your recipient gets the sealed envelope, and you think everything's just great. But what if they put it through this technology where they don't even need to open it, and they can read several pages worth of information?
So control of we the villagers is so important that those who are the parasites of the planet are really interested in knowing what we're thinking, controlling what we're thinking, controlling what we're saying, controlling what we read, controlling our speech, controlling our food, controlling everything, John, everything. There's nothing that they don't want to control, including our reproduction, right?
And that's what's coming up next. You know, the eugenics movement is nothing new. It was here in America 100 years ago. The Nazi program came out of the American program, and now it's called transhumanism. And we've talked about a few things here and there. One of the recent ones was how they found a way to start the egg going without the male. Didn't need the sperm anymore. Well, now scientists have developed a way to make embryos from skin cells instead of eggs. So they don't even need women now. Mm-hmm. You can just imagine the fun that these wonderful psychopaths will have creating humans without the need of humans.
You're talking about the Nazis, and there was a cross of honor for the German mother. It was called a mother's cross. I guess that was the abbreviated term for it. And it was hung on a blue-type ribbon. And the cross was available in three classes of order. There was the third class, which was bronze. And if a mother had 4 to 5 children, she was eligible for the third class bronze, mother's cross. 6 to 7 children, that would be the second class, that would be the silver cross. And then the third would be the gold mother's cross with 8 or more children. And I happen to have purchased many, many years ago examples of first, second, and third class mother's crosses to remind us that our children can be cannon fodder. And these mothers could be duped into having children, bearing children, and sending them off to be targets and maimed and wounded and killed for their leader. And I suggest that all parents today consider not allowing recruiters on the high school campus of their child's school. Throw those guys out, because they are trying to encourage your children to be cannon fodder to fight someone else's wars, and you'll get a chance to have your child exposed to very serious damage, including mental damage for life. And John, I've noticed that some of our friends who are married to guys, or the guys themselves, who have been two wars, are using CPAP devices, these positive airway pressure devices, so that they don't die during their sleep. I've never heard of this until we sent them off to war. And they were kind of embarrassed to come to our house and use these devices. So, and we found that there's a link between going to the Middle East and fighting other people's wars and CPAP devices. Think about that, class. Is that happening in your house? We'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it, God, you're. You go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, John, got kind of a somber tone today, and it's because a lot of the things that we've been talking about are happening, and there's a study about Venezuela, which you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and it's on the brink of famine, with about 15% of the villagers saying that they can only feed themselves with food that has been discarded, meaning thrown in the trash. Nearly half of them say that they've had to take time off from work to search for food. And it's even worse than that. Three out of every four Venezuelans, about 72%, were unable to feed themselves an optimal diet, meaning breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 24% of them say they rarely eat protein, and they're living off, you know, what they can find. And half of them, actually more than half, 52% of them in Venezuela, are buying the food, their food, through the black market. And 54% of them say that they had gone to bed hungry. Pretty serious, John. And that's happening in Venezuela right this minute. That's an article that I read that was posted yesterday. Breitbart.com.
Yeah, meanwhile, here in the United States, those that are wide asleep have the new NFL season. And the last article I have for hour two, fair. You know, it's almost time for the State Fair of Texas. And they have some insane food creations for this. And there's a Walmart here in the Dallas area that going to have a restaurant opened in it where you can enjoy these fair treats year round. There's you know, everything from cookie fries to bacon margaritas, fried Pop-Tarts. They're very creative on this. I'm sure if there's anything healthy at all in there, it's purely by accident.
Well, we wait waste a lot of food here in the United States. And just go to a restaurant and watch what people leave behind. And, you know, at our house, it bothers me when someone will pour themselves a very, very large glass of cranberry juice and drink maybe a quarter of it and throw the rest away. I mean, those kind of things happen. And that kind of stuff just bothers me, that I was taught that that's a sin. It's a sin to waste food, because there are people who would love to have it. So, and especially in Venezuela right now. But I was told it was in China and Africa when I was growing up, that my mom would say there are people who would love to eat what we have, so make sure that you eat all that you take. And that was something that came from World War II. My dad would say that the soldiers in the army were told to take all you want, but eat all you take. Good advice, right, John?
Yes, it is. And just want to point out, I've got three articles under Government Smarts today. Obama's wall, dangerous libraries, and dangerous business. You know, the Democrats don't want us to build a wall to protect the United States at the Mexican border. However, we're spending taxpayer money to protect Mexico from illegal immigrants on their southern border. You know, government libraries are having problems, so there are these, you know, free libraries popping up, and governments don't like that. And, of course, it's from California. The county orders a girl to get $3,500 in permits and insurance to keep her lemonade stand open. The country has just gone insane.
Yeah, and you're talking about walls and building walls. Well, Barry and the boys and girls at the White House don't feel safe because there are people who have jumped the fence. So what is their answer? They're going higher, John. They're building a higher fence. We don't want one around our country, but we do want one around the White House, even taller. And when Barry goes to play golf, he brings about a caravan of 10 vehicles with him so that he can feel safe. And can you imagine trying to play golf when Barry's on the golf course? You're going to be thrown out. Yeah, think about that. John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us today. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.